Listen, Dr. Masood Shah dictating history and physical examination on Timothy Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y, Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 2-1-1950. Date of service is 12-22. Mr. Bradley is a very pleasant ...73-year-old male with history of COPD on 2-liter oxygen via nasal cannula, history of peripheral arterial disease, stylus posus stent, history of factor V Leiden, history of DVTs, hyperlipidemia, and degenerative joint disease, was admitted to the hospital with complaints of left foot pain as well as discoloration, which has been progressively getting worse within the last week. Patient was having difficulty ambulating because of the pain. He was seen by his PSCP and was subsequently sent to the emergency room. He was noted to have leukocytosis as well as elevated INR. CTA of the aorta was done. We showed severe peripheral arterial disease. Patient was started on heparin drip and admitted to the hospital. Was seen by Dr. David. Patient was continuing Plavix as well as statin. He underwent successful peripheral intervention of the left popliteal artery using conventional and drug-eluting balloon angioplasty. Patient was subsequently doing better. Skin coloration as well as pain improved. Cardiology was consulted. Patient was bridged from heparin to warfarin, continued on Plavix, aspirin and statin. Patient was subsequently doing better, was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he says that he is doing well, denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denied any palpitation, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. He denies any headaches. He does complain of some discomfort in the legs, but overall much improved. Denies any other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for COPD, oxygen dependent, history of DVT, history of factor V Leiden, history of nicotine dependence, history of abdominal aortic aneurysm, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for amputation of the right toe, repair of the abdominal aortic aneurysm, insertion of inferior vena cava filter, social history, has been smoking for 50 years, half to one pack a day, alcohol, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of peripheral arterial disease. Respiratory system, he does have history of COPD on home oxygen dependent. He denies any difficulty with breathing. He denies any pain with deep inspiration. Denies any cough or upper respiratory symptoms. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain. Denies any nausea, no vomiting. Denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any history of TIA or CVA. No history of seizures, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Some movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema. Neurological examination, no focal deficit, moving all four extremities. Impression, number one, peripheral arterial disease. Status post-stent / balloon angioplasty. Next. Leukocytosis / cellulitis. Next, factor 5 laden. History of DVT. Next, COPD. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy, will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.